today,
yes,
we have been focused on carving out a niche that takes you beyond today or beyond the now, thinking and feeling and seeing yourself in the future as ahead of where you are now, achieving whatever your goals are in life, projecting yourself in that box, that television box in your head. Hard to do. I'm one who professes it. I underscore all of these things. But there are certain realities that we all face. The negative stuff from our past, we think about it, we keep grilling it over, we keep repeating it. Instead of somehow or other, it's amazing. I would love to know, and I don't know how to find this answer, frankly, because I've talked to lots of people who are experts on the mind, how to really make it happen, how to really get yourself. You're always told you need to do this. Fine. Great. I know I got to do it. But how do you do it? And how do you, in terms of overcoming the negative stuff, how do you do it successfully? Is it different for everybody? Or do the same techniques work to reach the goal, which is joy, happiness, success, fulfillment, if that's what it is, a wonderful word. Fulfillment is a great word. Fulfilling lives. We want to have fulfilling lives, don't we? And how you, are you a good parent? That makes your life full. If you aren't a good parent and you're anticipating becoming a parent and you're trying to find somebody, my advice is you don't look, you just accept what comes along. You never find something that you're looking for. It doesn't happen. I don't know whether there's a law in the universe, karma, whatever the heck it is, universal law, you go seeking something. Women who say, this is what I want in a man. Okay, if it's reality-based,
wait till they're 30
swell.
And see if those wants
right.
change.
30, 35, those wants and needs change dramatically. Mm-hmm. You're speaking to someone who knows.
Listen
from personal experience.
I know. I'm like, Trust me, yeah. I know about
let me,
that.
Let me ask right. you something. When you were 23, you were like, this is what I want. A, B, C, D, E.
Right.
And then when you were 28, you were like, this is what I want. A, B, C. And now that you're 30, a couple, and now
have
you're
a
like...
a job.
Yeah.
It's funny how that's kind of whittled down a little bit.
Make the car payments. Pay my mortgage.
And the last one you had couldn't keep a job. Isn't that what it was?
Yeah.
Get a good job and then...
I'm a loser.
This wasn't very dedicated.
No. All right, so you got to find that which you have to, in your mind, know what you want. But that doesn't mean, see, you put the thoughts out there and it generates the energy to come back again. And the only reason that doesn't happen is because you get in the way of it with your own psychotic nonsense. Again, you're speaking to somebody who knows from firsthand experience. The key to overcoming all of this stuff is the key to one's happiness and a good future, which has been kind of what the day has been about. Now, let me underscore also something that we were talking about, and I just had a quick note from somebody asking me to clarify what I meant by sleep texting. In fact, when we talked to Dr. Ken about it, he didn't really know. You always can tell from... I never should throw him a curveball. He doesn't know. Well, but I mean, in this circumstance, a great communication, it's a great conversation starter. Doctors are saying that more people have started to pay the price for the ease of access to communication through texting. Let's see here. A 16-year-old girl named Elizabeth Hammonds is a focus on this study. Let me see here. She has been trying to figure out why she's so tired in the morning. And so she got to some experts. You know, you have night tremors, you have sleepwalking. People
those
get up in the middle of the night
eat?
And they eat.
Yeah, those
exactly.
are weird.
Yeah.
Now, this 16-year-old girl carries her cell phone everywhere she goes. She takes it to bed with her, and she doesn't realize she's sending text messages while she's sleeping until the next morning.
I'd love to see what she sends.
One of her friends said, you sent me a message at 3 in the morning, and I didn't know what you meant. Her mother is stunned. She says that she was telling me how she had texted somebody, and the line said, close her door. And the door to her bedroom is usually open, but it somehow or other got closed. And Do we overemphasize these things? I get a little frustrated. You can hear it in my voice because we go through all of these things and wonder how crazy a generation are we creating here? What are we doing to children? It kind of goes hand in hand with what I was saying earlier today, the warning about having some of these children who are at two, 3 years of age. They're learning how to use an Apple iPhone. They're using, they're stroking it and coming up with a picture. The kids can't even walk yet. And they're using one of these things. It's sick. I think it's very bad.
It's not.
Sorry. You and I disagree.
Why is it bad?
Because there is better things, ways to create motor nerve connections and learning without getting addicted to this thing, which becomes a part. This is a perfect example of it. Yeah, the kids are so, these high school kids are so connected to this, so dependent on it, they have to text, Roberta, where are you? Where's Roberta? Roberta told me that she had a bill last month or the month before. Her daughter sent 3,100 texts over a month. That can't be good.
I've been in Roberta's, right. in Roberta's house when her daughter is just connected.
Yeah.
I mean, she is connected. Yeah. I was watching my brother's...
What are you talking about?
I was watching my brother's stepdaughters one day. I was over the house, and he's got three stepdaughters. Yeah. Two of them are laying on the couch, kind of head-to-head, you know, with their feet on the opposite ends of the couch.
Yeah.
Both of them with their iPhones in their hands, just jamming away, texting away. And I'm like, you guys talking to each other? Or?
Yeah. What did they say?
They're just boom, 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 boom.
You know, and those 3,100 texts, they add up, though, because they just send back LOL or a smiley face or yeah, no, okay, you know. That adds up. It really does.
I will tell you, texting is my preferred method of communication. I hate email because you have to manage it. Texts, you can just, they just go away.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, and Doug, last weekend I was very proud of you.
Yeah, the texting.
Doug texted me 5-6 times last weekend, Jen. Very good. And spelled properly and everything.
Nice.
Even some punctuation.
You don't even do that in your email.
I did it in honor of Tony. I guess maybe that was it.
Richard, nice. Probably.
15 past the hour. The Sea Crane radios that you hear me talking about that are so good. I'm looking in the instruction manual for the CC Radio 2, which I have in front of me, in fact. This I can't tell you. Even... And I probably bought a dozen home radios in my life, maybe 14. And I bought Bose radios, and I bought General Electric radios and Philco radios and, you know, you name the popular brands. And I will tell you, even with Bose, you can't get the kind of quality that you get with a Sea Crane radio, mostly because it goes further. It's not, Bose is good.
Well, Bose has great sound, and it's quality equipment, but it doesn't get you the transistors that this
and it doesn't give you the ham band to keep you informed during local disasters, the hurricanes, the weather band.
You turn the dial on a Sea Crane radio, and you know it's a good piece of equipment.
You can just feel it.
Yeah.
And it is rotary tuning. You're right. It's not pushing a button.
Right.
And depending on whether you can find a station that is on the button, you got to set it.
Yeah, the bad thing with the digital stuff is there is no in-between. It's either this or that.
Yeah.
There, you know, with the rotary, you can just, you know what? I've moved 15 feet and my reception is a little bit different. Yeah. I want to be able to turn it just a notch.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Richie. That's a good. You have a good grasp of how it works. So, and there's not a lot of, the problem with AM radio is the squelching and screeching and hacking and you don't find
the
that.
Cheap speakers.
Just garbage. This is, lock yourself into this idea for yourself and for somebody else for Christmas. Maybe somebody's going to get you one, so you'll have two, but that'll be all right. You can re-gift the other one or put it in a different room in your house or bring it to your office. But no question about it, the popularity of AM radio with lots of great conversation programs and stations, you need the Sea Crane radios. You need, what is that line from
Jack Nicholson? You
need
me.
You need me here. Yeah. Well, you need this radio if you're a devoted fan of great talk. 5 easily accessible memory presets per band. Great audio, especially, again, for the human voice. You'll love the premium CC Radio 2. It's available now by calling 800 800-522-8863. Do not wait, because they run out a lot of these radios for Christmas because they're so popular. 800-522-TUNE. Go online, visit C-Crane online at ccradio.com. Check out all of the things in the catalog. 800-522-8863.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
This is Peter Schiff with a Peter Schiff Minute. Well, it looks like Newt Gingrich was paid between $1.6 and $1.8 million by Freddie Mac, basically to lobby in favor of the government-sponsored enterprise to Republicans that might have been looking to rein it in. Of course, the former speaker is saying that he was paid first for his knowledge as a historian. I kind of doubt that. I can't imagine anybody knowing that much history. Plus, there's a lot of teachers that would have given them a history lesson for a lot less money. Then he said it was to give them advice on the housing market and the mortgage market. I don't buy that either. I don't think that the former speaker was warning anybody about a coming housing crisis back in 2006. No, the only thing that Newt Gingrich had that was worth $1.6 million was influence in Washington with Republicans who might have looked to rein in Freddie and Fannie. And that makes him a hypocrite for calling out Chris Dodd and Warren Buffett, but mentioning nothing of his own involvement. Get more at ChiffRadio.com.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom, let's go!
Your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
From DougStefan.com, the story of a couple of fellows who put a new twist on the expression dollars to donuts.
Yeah.
They recoded Dunkin' Donut gift cards with stolen bank account numbers and used them to withdraw money at an ATM in New York. The men who were on journalism visas from Romania used dozens of recoded Dunkin' Donut gift cards to withdraw $17,000 from one ATM machine.
Forbidden donuts.
21 after the hour. Very creative.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree tray, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Darling, birthday time on Good Day for this Friday, the 18th of November. A nice Scorpio lady like Linda Evans, about whom we talk. Her real name, Linda Evanstad. That would be very Swedish, wouldn't it?
She's very Scottish.
Yeah. Crystal on Dynasty and so many other things. She was in The Big Valley, Standing Tall, North and South Book 2, movies, television shows. Very statuesque lady. Born in the state 1942, so she's 69. Brenda Vaccaro, Emmy Award-winning actress from, let's see here, Once Is Not Enough, Goodbye People, Midnight Cowboy, Airport. She's been around for a long time and is celebrating her birthday. They born in the state 1939, so happy birthday to her. Then there's Susan Sullivan, same birthday as Linda Evans. An actress in Falcon Crest. She was in Rich Man, Poor Man, Having Babies. Started on the George Carlin Show. Was in the Dead Man's Curve movie, Incredible Hulk. Long and long and long. She's been around, spokesperson for Tylenol. Currently, she's Martha on Castle. That is the mother of Castle on the TV show Castle.
Coincidence.
Yeah. Right, now, don't we have... The lady that's...
Sonya Kotick, yeah.
Very, absolutely hot in a few minutes.
Yes.
Yep.
Right?
Coming up.
Okay.
Can't
coming
wait.
Up in a few minutes. Okay. Another television star is Jameson Parker from Simon & Simon. He was AJ.
Yeah.
And he was also in Curse of the Crystal Eye, American Justice, Small Circle of Friends, Anatomy of a Seduction. Hasn't done much lately, I don't think. I haven't seen him around. Born in the state 1947, so he would be 64 today. Let's celebrate Herman Rarebell's birthday. He's the drummer for the Scorpions.
Hurricane.
Actress Andrea Markovicki. You'd recognize her, you don't know her name, but she's been in a lot of movies and television shows for the last 40 years, in fact. Let's see, who else do we have here, Richie? Kevin Nealon's birthday is today from Saturday Night Live, born in the state 1953. Did I miss it? I missed Graham Parker, though, didn't I?
That's this right here.
That's Graham Parker in the Rumor. Let's see, how many of their songs can you... We got a lot of hits. I'm just looking at the list of their hits, a lot of them. And then Nealon's birthday, the state 1953. Herman, we did Herman Rarebell already, right?
John Parr up next.
John... Parr is 57. What's he got to do with St. What's he do?
This is the theme from St. Elmo's Fire.
Yeah, but what's he got to do with St. Elmo's Fire?
He sang it. That's him singing.
Oh, I see. I get it. I thought he was in it.
No. Nope, singer.
Oscar Nunez is Oscar in The Office, 53 today. Happy birthday to him. Kim Wilde, singing Kids in America, did Rage to Love. You Keep Me Hanging on a version of that. Born This Day, 1960. Same day as Elizabeth Perkins, Richie.
Oh, very cool.
Was in the Flintstones, Miracle on 34th Street.
Very cute.
He said, she said, yeah, she's very cute. All right, so it's her birthday. And also Kirk Hammett, guitarist for Metallica, 49 today.
Got some rocket in here from Scorpions to Metallica. I'm digging it.
Throw up, will you?
Hold on, give me one more second. Hold on, hold on.
Ready?
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all.
We're out
there. Good stuff.
Right. Oh, you know what? I still don't have my clock right.
So we were done.
Duck and Sheik. Song called Barely Breathing.
Yeah.
You know him. He's always told people to turn the other cheek.
He's related to Mr. Donut, I believe.
Is that
my favorite Gregory
Hines Donut
line from the Sheik is up and gone.
Today is Dave Loggins' birthday.
Not on my list.
Is that last week?
That was last week.
All right. Got the wrong data.
Last one, 10 seconds.
Justin Kenshura, is that how you pronounce it?
Sure enough.
From Thrice, he's 31
today.
Kenshura.
Come on.
Cooking by me.
What do I know?
Cooking turkey and dressing can be a challenge if you're an inexperienced cook, or even if you're not. Here's how to do it safely so you won't get sick. I'm Aileen Ellis with this AARP food tip from Primetime Food. Don't buy a fresh turkey more than a day or two before you cook it, and don't buy it stuffed. An unfrozen stuffed turkey is the perfect breeding ground for bacteria. And if you want to stuff a thawed turkey yourself, you've got to be careful, too. Make the stuffing ahead of time and chill it. Take the raw bird out of the fridge and stuff it quickly to keep everything cold. Don't pack it too tight. It should be a loose fit, moist, not dry. Then once the turkey is in the oven, you have to make sure the stuffing is fully cooked. Use a meat thermometer. It must reach 165 degrees Fahrenheit, all of it, and that doesn't always happen even when the turkey is fully cooked and brown, and it's kind of hard to tell. That's why many experts say don't stuff a raw turkey, just cook that glorious goose separately. There's a way around this, though. A frozen stuffed turkey is safe as long as it has a USDA label or an inspection sticker on it. But just don't thaw it before you cook it. Read the directions carefully before you start. As for the bird itself, a well-cooked turkey should reach an internal temperature of 180 degrees. Take the reading deep inside the inner thigh. Now, have a great Thanksgiving, and then enjoy all those leftovers. That's a food tip from Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh, Netflix.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to benefit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Time is 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horan, Rich McFadden. Roberta is here. And a lady that I have, I don't want to sound like everybody else when it comes to people that I admire on television.
No, but this is like our favorite show, Doug.
You well, this is, I will tell you, Stanya Katic, who plays Kate Beckett on the series Castle, is here with us. Last week, was it last week at this time when we had President Palmer's wife?
Yes.
That was about this time, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right. So we've been inundated.
She hasn't avoided
and
that.
I said, may I call you Stanya?
You can call me Stana.
I can call you Stana. All right, that's better. Is there ever from your native country, what is, not native country, but where does your family originate from?
They originate from what was Yugoslavia.
Ah, okay.
Aha.
So in terms of the people who are asking about where you come from and how the essence of what appears to be, and I don't want to sound, I don't know, I'm finding myself apologizing already. I haven't really said anything yet. But I'm interested because I first noticed you in some movie in which you played something that was so different from the part you play on Castle. And I honestly, last night when I knew you were going to be on the program, I tried to find it and I couldn't. What you were in 24, I know. What are some of the other things that you've done before going?
Are you seriously asking me my resume?
Well, I'm not asking you for a date. I'm just asking you for.
Be thankful for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will, Stata, though. If my wife will let me go, I'm definitely asking you for a date.
All right. So I guess, you know, where you started and you know, a little bit about you and your background. I guess that would be more interesting and it tells more because people don't really know. They know where you are now, but I think everybody kind of wants to know where you got started and how you got started.
I went to a drama academy in Chicago and just started doing stuff there, little black box theaters and indie films, and kind of worked my way up and moved to LA one day and managed to get a few roles on films and series and things like that, and finally landed Castle one day, and here we are.
Boom.
That was it.
I like it.
So,
and you guys have such great chemistry on Castle. I mean, how did, because you can't create that on TV. So how do you and Nate, did you guys have that naturally, you and Nathan, or is that something that you work at? I mean, it's such an incredible chemistry.
Yeah, do you guys really like despise each other behind the scenes, but you're such good actors that you can pull it off?
I think it comes to two things. It comes to the writing first, and that's, you know, Andrew Marlowe and his team. And then you have to be able to play off of each other, and we're able to do that, which is really sweet. It's fun to kind of be able to bounce that ball back and forth, and the whole cast has that, though, you know? I mean, there's a lot of shenanigans going on behind the scenes that make it sweet to go to work and enjoy each other and enjoy the work.
I think that what I told, and I can't remember her name, isn't that awful, Mrs. Palmer, was that I was watching Hawaii 5-0.
Penny Gerald Johnson, by the way.
That's it. Yes, thank you, Penny.
You need to melt there.
My habit had been to watch Hawaii 5-0 and during the commercials to go to Castle. Mm-hmm. And now it has changed so that I'm watching Castle and during the commercials I go to Hawaii 5-0.
Oh, geez. That's great. Thank you.
You're welcome. You deserve it. So when the end of the last season, I think when I got brought into it really was in the last episode of last season when you got shot, mm-hmm. and Castle's character is on top of you and you're unconscious, or at least it appears you're unconscious, and he tells you he loves you. It's taken a while. That's part of the flame of this season, isn't it?
Yeah, this is a season of secrets, and Beckett knows that he said you, and he knows that somebody is out there to kill her if she keeps trying to solve the murder of her mom.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason she's holding back, on her end at least, from expressing her feelings for him is that she knows that she, for the sake of a relationship and for the sake of fully diving into it and the longevity of that relationship, she needs to put that murder to rest, and she needs to create some resolution there. And this episode that's playing on Monday is a part of that progression, and I think we get to kind of see her move further down that line and further towards being able to be in a relationship with him, which is pretty exciting.
Does it support, though, if you find the killer, does that end the series? Because people want, you know, is there an expectation that you would be together with him and the show might go on the part of the viewer, do you think?
You know, I'm one of the people who believes that romance doesn't die after you get together. I think the complications are new. I think the storylines are equally as fantastic as they are when there's the tease, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, in this case especially, what really happens is, what is this character anymore? She's defined herself by that murder. She became a policewoman because of it. So I think there would be a lot of personal questions that would change the shape of things for her, at least. And then we'd have to go from there, which is exciting. It's all new territory and it's unexplored. And that's part of the challenge and part of the adventure of it.
So how much input do you and Nathan, as the main characters, have in the plot line? When you're working with the writers, do you take the script or do you give the writers ideas? Okay, let's try this or let's try that. Does that ever happen?
Yeah, I mean, our ideas are usually rather random and silly and just something of the moment. The writers are really great. They keep the ball rolling and, you know, they're under a tremendous amount of time stress. But they've been bringing, especially this season, I feel, just really wonderful stories for us to play with. And the fun episodes have been extraordinary. They've been a lot of fun. They did an Elvis episode
right.
2 weeks ago.
That was fun. Yeah,
it was adorable. And then, yeah. You know, the more intense episodes like Killshot, which everybody will see on Monday, is also deepening each character. And I think this is a special season for the show because we're really getting a chance to explore the characters of the show. And there's some really special actors. I mean, each of the actors on the show could probably have their own series. You know, they're just such a talented group of people. So it's nice. It's a fun year, and it's thanks to the writers in great part.
Anybody, is there anything close from the television show to your real life?
As far as my character is concerned,
yeah, right.
But yeah, you know, I spend my free time toting a gun, trying to save people's lives, taking down
love
doors.
That.
That's kind of cool. Yeah. Yeah, we do too, by the way.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it is pretty much most of my life. It's a one-hour drama, so we spend most of our time on set mm-hmm. and working on these characters. And on the off time, I'm out there, you know, traveling across the globe and doing film projects and things like that. And so, yeah, it occupies a lot of my time. I'm sure there are similarities between myself and the character, but I don't know if I have enough objectivity to kind of highlight them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Would you do movies, a movie or two a year, if you had the opportunity in addition to doing episodic television?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, what I love what I do. So I look forward to always telling stories and finding new characters to play. So, yeah, I mean, I have a film that'll probably be out in the spring called Big Sur.
Big
Sur. Which is based on the Jack Kerouac book, yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Right.
And then I did a French New Wave film last year that's out and doing really, really well in, like, a whole new avenue of, like, online distribution. And it keeps going from there, you know?
Good for you. Well, continued success. You're a charming lady, a beautiful eyes, and you know how to use that. Thank
you. You just made me blush.
Oh, that's good. Nothing wrong with that. Thank you. Stan, it was very nice chatting with you. Nice to talk with you, and good luck.
Thank
as
you, cheers.
Things
bye-bye.
Continue. Yeah, cheers to you. Stana Katic, who is Kate Beckett on the ABC series Castle. The episode Monday night is called Kill Shot. The sniper continues. If you haven't watched the program, honestly, you can tell when I like something or somebody, you can always tell what it is that I am onto or into. If we're talking to somebody that I haven't got any real wrap around, I'll make it interesting, or I'll defer to Richie or Jennifer,
yeah,
who know more about whatever is going on. But in this circumstance, this program is extraordinarily compelling. You can get it, you get into it, and the best part of it is the relationship that these two have.
I just see her on the screen, and I just hear blah, 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 blah.
You're just watching.
She's
it.
Too hot.
Yeah.
She's
stop
way,
it.
She's yeah. very hot.
But that's very sexist.
It is. Yeah. It is. And
it's
I admit that.
And she's yeah. actually, but she's good
she's,
at what she's doing.
She's great.
And she had now.
It's a great show.
She was a little prickly at the beginning.
I know. I thought so, too. I was scared of her a little.
Right.
You can call me Stana.
Yeah. And then she sort of, but I mean, I, well, okay, that's fine. Just roll with the next punch.
Can I give you a little background?
Yeah.
You know, they call us a couple of minutes before she's going to come on, and if there's any notes that they want us to know, they tell us then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently she speaks five languages.
Yeah, I think she's a smart
like,
lady.
Yeah. She's, you know,
it's French, Italian, Serbian, like all kinds of crazy
so
stuff.
So every radio yeah. show that she's been on so far this morning has been making her say silly things in
yeah,
five languages.
They want to hear the hot girl. Oh.
So they were just
that,
like, okay, it's over. She doesn't want to do this anymore, so don't mention the five languages bit. So I think yeah. she's been getting, you know, not
lots
harassed,
stupid
but
questions
just dumb
from
stuff
stupid and, people. Who,
yeah, yeah.
Right.
So.
So, but by the time we got through the first 3 or 4 minutes, she realized that we actually did pay attention to the program.
Right.
We really did know who she was.
She's probably talking to idiots like me that are just, like, dumbfounded by
right.
how good-looking she
I mean,
is.
She's, not, she's a little skinny, but she has a wonderful face.
It's beautiful.
And she has a very nice way of... And the chemistry between... It's fun. Mm-hmm. You
yeah.
want them to be together. That
they,
is what
they
you
have
want.
That look. Every now and then yep. you get a TV show where the two main characters have yep. that look. About.
It's like...
They're just like... You want to be their friends
yes.
because they're...
Right.
You know, the,
yeah.
the guy, which is Nathan is his
Fillion
real name.
Is his last
Nathan
name.
Fillion. And oh, my gosh. We could break them up. I can have him. You guys can have her.
Yeah, right. yeah. He's very interesting. His voice is very interesting. But the way the stories are going, they're crafted around
just
their
casual
abilities.
Looking
yeah, but it's a good. Yeah, but it's you want them to be together. You want them. Mm-hmm. You want her to go to his house for dinner, spend time with his daughter and his mother. And you want that. That's what you want.
The daughter's a great actress, too, on
yeah,
that show.
Yeah, it's kind of cute.
Yes.
But it's an interesting play on the same sort of level as the Mentalist. You have the same kind of tension between him and his CBI boss, if you will.
Yeah, but here's the difference.
But they're not going to be...
The girl in The Mentalist has a little bit more of a harder edge to her.
Yeah.
Like Kate Beckett in Castle, she's tough.
Yeah.
And you know she can throw down if she needs to.
Mm.
But she's also got this kind of softer side, you know, that you can see.
Right.
In The Mentalist, I don't really see the softer side in the woman that plays that, right? I mean, mm-hmm. yeah, but not so much.
Yeah. Well, but there is that sort of thing that's going on now. I don't know that it's new. It's just that how it's been created in Castle.
No, I mean, think back to Bruce Willis and...
Moonlighting.
Moonlighting, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that was... I don't know if it was the original, but That was the one who kind of set the tone for modern-day, you know, kind of relationship cop things.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we made her blush, and that's a good thing. 14 mm-hmm. before the hour on Good Day.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one! Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three! You're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The cold season. The 100 toughest days of the year. When noses run more than sprinters in training. And there's not a thing you can do. Or can you? With 100,000 simple acts of relief, Robitussin is giving you a chance to get the relief you need. Like a prepaid gift card that can be used for things like a night away. Or you could win the grand prize of $100,000. So visit SimpleActsOfRelief.com and enter for your chance to win. Robitussin. Relief made simple.
No purchase necessary. Over to U.S. legal residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Runs 10/24 to 2/1/12. See official rules at SimpleActsOfRelief.com.
Here's today's Ask the Expert Foot Care Tip, sponsored by your friends at Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, which provide customized comfort and support for all-day relief of your tired, achy feet. A lot of foot problems are caused by wearing shoes that don't fit right. Here are some tips for buying proper-fitting shoes. First of all, they ought to be well-cushioned, have a soft leather upper, firm sole, and be flexible at the ball of your feet. The heel area should be supportive but not too stiff. The front ought to have plenty of room for all five of your toes. Most importantly, new shoes need to fit right away. They don't need to be broken in. If they don't fit, they're probably not the right shoe for you. You could end up with foot pain or discomfort. So by following these tips, you and your feet can be happier. If you'd like more advice, go to drscholls.com. Ask the Expert, brought to you by Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics. Just step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk, and foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for you. Find a store at drscholls.com.
A new study presented at the American Heart Association's annual session suggests that the type of gum disease in patients may be associated with different types of cardiovascular disease in different ways and to different degrees. While a cause and effect relationship between the health of the mouth and the health of the body continues to be explored, this may make you think twice about your oral hygiene. Dr. John Dodes sheds light on critical oral care habits that go beyond brushing.
Previous emerging research suggests that gingivitis, if left untreated, can progress to advanced gum disease, which may be associated with broader health problems like cardiovascular problems or stroke. Having a comprehensive regimen of brushing, flossing, and rinsing with a therapeutic mouth rinse like Listerine antiseptic is a key to good oral health and killing the germs that brushing and flossing may miss.
Brushing your teeth alone misses nearly 75% of your mouth, leaving millions of germs behind. To find out more, visit Listerine.com.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh, Netflix.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I didn't.
You know, as much as I don't care for Justin Bieber, I thought that this whole harangue with this woman that was trying for a payday, the payoff for her is there's apparently an email floating around in which her mother says somebody other than Bieber is the baby's daddy. She apparently promised to give the real father a cut of the action.
Wow.
When she scored her big payday.
Jeez.
These people just
unbelievable.
Trash, just ugly trash. She sent an email to this guy whose name is John, quote unquote, please erase all messages from my mom.
Is she stupid or what?
Yeah, I mean, the text goes on to say that her mom sent John messages in the past stating the baby was fathered by another ex-boyfriend. She sounds like a real beaut, doesn't she?
Yep, piece of work.
51 after the hour on Good Day.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
The Occupy movement. 2 months into it, where does it go from here? I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. As of today, we are now in the third month of the Occupy Wall Street effort, which began in Lower Manhattan, New York City, on September 17th. Yesterday, a national day of action with events from coast to coast. The epicenter in New York, where hundreds gathered in the Wall Street area and then held a demonstration at City Hall. There was a march across the famed Brooklyn Bridge, with some trying to block access to the bridge at one point. More than 200 people were arrested in a day-long series of events. About 1,000 students took part in the New York City activities, including Shay from Hofstra University on Long Island, New York.
My own father is currently unemployed, has lost his business, has lost almost everything. And if I can't fix that for him and I can't fix that for myself, then there's really no point to me participating in this system anymore.
Elsewhere, in Los Angeles, about 24 arrests were made when protesters linked arms and refused to disperse, blocking an intersection. One protester called the situation sad.
People are losing their jobs. People are losing their homes, while the 1% is not making sure that this economy continues to go up.
In Portland, Oregon, protesters clashed with police at a bank in the downtown area. Middle America, not to be left out. Police in St. Louis arrested about a dozen protesters during an Occupy march to the Martin Luther King Bridge. Day of Action events also took place in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Miami, Florida. In all, nearly three dozen cities had events which were backed by organized labor. To the larger question as to where the movement goes from here, demonstrators indicate they have no plans at all to give up anytime soon. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%, APR 3.69%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. The Quicken Loans mortgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call us for cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Rough day for the market on Wall Street. The Dow with a triple-digit loss, down 135 points yesterday to 11,771. S&P fell 21, NASDAQ off by 52. So, travel plans, Thanksgiving week? The number of Americans traveling 50 miles or more this Thanksgiving is expected to reach a four-year high. According to the AAA, more than 38 million people will take to the nation's roads between November 23rd and 27th, up 4% from last year, despite the fact gas prices are anticipated to be at their highest Thanksgiving level in a decade. According to a Fox News poll, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, leading all the Republican presidential hopefuls now, Gingrich at 23% among likely Republican voters, 1 point ahead of Mitt Romney. Support for Gingrich has more than doubled since the Herman Cain campaign became embroiled in sexual harassment allegations. Big day for Regis Philbin, the longtime live co-host, signs off for the final time after weeks of farewell tributes, reflecting on his 28 years on the syndicated morning show. Of course, that's just a fraction of the time Regis has spent on TV, which dates back hundreds of years. Finally, it's a week from today. The mayhem begins as we pull up those store gates. Uh-oh, here they come. It's a stampede! Stampede of shoppers, that is. What are we talking about? We're talking about a day known as Black Friday. It's the busiest day of the year in terms of shopping traffic, bodies in the stores. We actually do more browsing than buying on the day after Thanksgiving, but it is mayhem nonetheless. Each year, it seems stores try to top each other in terms of opening earlier and earlier. This year, Target stores are opening at midnight. One employee in Nebraska collecting signatures on a petition against being required to clock in by 11 p.m. Thanksgiving night to get ready for the midnight opening. Macy's, Best Buy, and Kohl's all planning to open at midnight as well. Walmart actually opens 2 hours earlier at 10 p.m. What do shoppers think of Friday's store hours?
I think it's absolutely fantastic because I plan on being in some sort of turkey coma, and so if I don't have to get up at the crack of dawn the next day to get fantastic sales and I can go on Thursday night after all the fun has been had, that's fantastic for me.
Great. Of course, there are others, including yours truly, who will take our turkey coma to the couch and stay there until Sunday night. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
The cold season, the 100 toughest days of the year, when noses run more than sprinters in training, and there's not a thing you can do. Or can you? With 100,000 simple acts of relief, Robitussin is giving you a chance to get the relief you need, like a prepaid gift card that can be used for things like a night away. Or you could win the grand prize of $100,000. So visit SimpleActsOfRelief.com and enter for your chance to win. Robitussin. Relief made simple.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. legal residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Runs 10/24 to 2/1/12. See official rules at SimpleActsOfRelief.com.